In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, unto the very end of the age." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. Therefore depart, thou unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How is the child named? Graham Gerald Radke, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, You preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea. Yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Graham according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Graham Gerald Radke, do you renounce the devil? Yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? Yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? Yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes,
I believe. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Graham, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Over the font. Graham Gerald Radke, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Receive that white garment to show that you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you have graciously preserved and enlarged your family and have granted Graham the new birth and holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Graham, peace be with you. Witnesses and sponsors, mom and dad, peace be with you. You may be seated. Children, you may return to your seats, and the congregation will continue with our next hymn, Jesus Loves Me. Children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
O taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. To fear the Lord is to cast out all fear. For the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, very prevalent in this day and age, but he has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. To fear the Lord, then, is to respect and stand in awe of him, and to trust in his steadfast love. The Lord be with you.
and also the living.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have entrusted to your people the task of teaching all nations. Enlighten with your wisdom of your Holy Spirit those who teach and those who learn, that the joyous truth of the gospel may be known in every generation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our readings. Our readings for Christian Education Sunday. The first reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your head, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name you shall swear. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God is in your midst, is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from Acts chapter 2. Now when they heard this, Peter's sermon, the gospel, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated for our sermon hymn 740, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. Our Lord Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing, teaching. These two belong together, and in fact, they are one and the same. For what is a better first teaching than that those who hear of Christ's atonement for our sins and believe in him are instantly baptized in his forgiveness? And what does it mean to be baptized than to receive this first teaching that a new forgiven life is freely given you by water and the Spirit? Baptizing, teaching. These two belong together. They are one and the same. Baptizing, teaching. This is how our Lord's own ministry began and how his disciples continued it. In the book of Acts, it is recorded, Peter proclaimed the gospel, the people heard him, they were cut to the heart, and they were baptized, about 3,000 souls, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Baptizing, teaching. These two belong together. They are one and the same. A common and terrible practice in our day and age is to separate what God has joined together. There are those who keep little children from this washing. And there are those who, after baptizing their children, keep them from his ongoing instruction, and we never see them again. I'll see you, I know that. But baptizing, teaching, these belong together. They are one and the same. Therefore, whoever withholds baptism or teaching from these little ones must be confronted with these words from our Lord. And when Jesus saw it, he was indignant with the disciples and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for of such belongs the kingdom of God." And this word, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Strong words from our Lord. It's for our good. Baptizing, teaching. These belong together. They are one and the same. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man rent asunder. Amen. You see, our good shepherd cares about your whole person, from young to old. His baptism and teaching belong to each and every one of you, even to mere infants in the womb who leap for joy at his word. Yes, Jesus cares about your whole person throughout every stage of life, from conception to grave. His baptism, his teaching, his word, his spirit. It is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. This free gift of God's grace for you, it is of the utmost importance to our Lord, the utmost importance to our Lord's apostles, to the church throughout the ages, to our reformers, to our synod, our sister congregations, our brother pastors. It is of the utmost importance to us, from generation to generation, down to this very day. Baptizing, teaching. They are our beauty and our fame, the adornments of our Lord for his bride, his church. By baptizing and teaching, we are washed and cleansed. We are anointed with the oil of gladness, clothed in the robe of Christ's righteousness, with leather sandals for our feet, wrapped in fine linen, and adorned with immaculate jewelry, silver bracelets for our wrists, a gold necklace and earrings, a beautiful crown for our head. For our food, fine flour and honey and oil, bread from heaven, and the best of wine. Ezekiel 16. Christ, speaking to his bride, says, "You are exceedingly beautiful and advanced in royalty, and your fame has spread among the nations on account of your beauty, for you are perfect because of my splendor which I bestowed upon you." Thus declares the Lord God. Baptizing, teaching. But, O bride, let us be careful, lest we be consumed with our own beauty and lose sight of our Lord. Let us be careful not to be enticed away by those who want more than our silver and our gold, our wisdom. They are after our children's souls. Critical race theory. O bride of Christ, as we continue baptizing and teaching, let us be careful not to seduce the nations into worshiping us, our traditions, our nice things, our adornments. Rather, let us lead them to our Lord, that they too may be lovers of God, virgin brides, like we ourselves have become. This is what baptizing, teaching, what Christian education is all about. Now, what do you think our Lord wants us to accomplish through Christian education? Answer. What do you want for your children and for your children's children? What do you want for them? If I were to take all your answers, invariably, it will all boil down to this. I want them to know Christ. I want them to believe in him. I want them to continue to receive his gifts in the divine service. I want them to pray, to cast all their burdens on the Lord, to live faithfully in all their vocations and relationships till life eternal. I want that for them. Don't you? Don't you? That, my friends, is essentially what Christian education is all about. In his high priestly prayer, Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." That's the bottom line. So what is Christian education? Finally and ultimately, all our preaching and teaching is not concerned about how much of the Bible you know and can master. It's not about the quantity of knowledge. It is rather chiefly about faith. Not a dead faith, but a faith that is expressed in a life of prayer, in one's vocation. But it is still fundamentally about faith, a faith which is born of the Word and Spirit of God, a faith begun and nourished in the gospel and baptism and the forgiveness of sins, a faith that continues to receive God's good gifts in the divine service, that it might be lived out in the Christian life. This is what Christian education is all about. It's what our Lord desires for our congregation. We have infants in the womb, and the Sefchecks just announced publicly now that they do too. Congratulations. We have infants in the womb. We have newborn children. We have people with PhDs and everyone else in between. That includes me. But ultimately, we want everyone to come in and go out with their faith in Christ, with their reliance upon him strengthened every day. So what is Christian education all about? It's about instructing your children at home, praying with them, teaching them the catechism. It's about bringing them to Sunday school, catechizing them in our midweek classes, God willing, rebuilding our school for them. It is for all of us, from young to old, to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. So what is the purpose of Christian education? To convert sinners to the new life of faith in Christ in the forgiveness of sins. Secondly, to daily strengthen that faith so that when the scriptures are read, you may say with joy, "God is speaking to me." Thus says the Lord, "He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Doesn't get any more direct than that, does it? Thanks be to God. And yeah, that text actually comes from your wedding. I know you know that. You're shaking your head as I was reading. What is the purpose of education then? Christian education? To convert sinners to the new life in Christ, to strengthen that faith throughout your days, and to grow in the conviction of God's love for you today. Not just for eternity, but today. And where is God's love for you today? Where is it, O Christian? It's right here, in the preaching of Christ crucified for your salvation. It's right here in His forgiveness, by no merit or worthiness of your own. It's here in the water and the Word. It's here in the supper. Your assurance of salvation, your conviction that God loves you today, it's right here for you and for your children and for all who are far off. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to Himself. Wow. You have any doubt? Come here. Listen, receive, be blessed. In this daily conviction, you will learn with St. Paul to boldly confess, whatever gain I had in this life, I count it all as lost for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but having that righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ, the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings. And what's more, this baptizing, this teaching, it heals. It heals. It heals people of diseases, physical and spiritual. How did Jesus heal people in His ministry? By preaching, by teaching, by His word. Now this healing that I speak of, it may be hidden from the eyes of our observation, but it in no way indicates that the healing is not taking place. It is. God's word works. I know it is popular for us to think about the healing miracles of Jesus as a foretaste of the resurrection to come. And indeed they are. But the resurrection begins now as the word of absolution breathes new life into the baptized faithful. It's the kind of miracles that you and I see in our congregation when those with incredible suffering, who under the threat of losing their jobs, their friends, their families, their lives, yet remain steadfast and immovable in their confidence. That's the resurrection life today. That's the newness of life we receive in baptism. That's the teaching of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. That's what it gives. Our baptizing and our teaching must understand that, so that we ourselves and our children and all who are far off may at all times and in all places be led to Jesus. Here and now, forever, for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Confident in this word, our Sunday school teachers now present themselves to be installed in their offices. They may come forward. I know Lance and Carrie are going to be back there. So make your vows from up there. Very good. All other teachers, please come forward. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are to be installed as Sunday school teachers at St. John Lutheran Church, a work in which our Father in heaven has great joy. Hear the word of our Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist me, the minister of word and sacrament, in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourselves for this work by your individual and corporate study of the Word of God and the faith drawn from it as it has been delivered to us in the small catechism. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to Him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the position entrusted to you, and do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to His word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do. Beloved in the Lord, the congregation, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that He may be glorified and His work be done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do.
We do.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I install you as Sunday school teachers at St. John Lutheran Church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful God enlighten and strengthen you in your service, that you may be good and faithful leaders and teachers to the glory of His name and the salvation of His people. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, grant to these, your people, the gifts of wisdom and discretion, kindness and faithfulness, so that they may effectively teach and guide, and grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Teachers, go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. You may go and be seated. God's blessings to you. The congregation continues, with the announcements. Adult Bible class, though it was foregone this day, will be picked up next week. September 19th, starting there at 9 o'clock. Kickoff for midweek classes from ages first grade through eighth grade will begin here at Hanover September 15th from like 4:15 to 5:30. I don't think it'll go that long, but parents are strongly encouraged to attend this opening day. We'll have a 10-minute service, snacks, and forms to fill out. You'll find your classroom and meet your catechist. And with that, already announced the new birth, or the new conception that we have, excuse me. So thanks be to God for wonderful, wonderful gifts. And we'll continue then with the prayers of the church. Congregation, please rise. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all husbands and wives, and for all families from generation to generation, especially for Graham Gerald Radke, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Hannah, Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Anjali, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Max, Scott, Carrie, Mike, for Brett Wilkinson's father and mother, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Because we started our service a little later than normal, I'm going to cut part of the divine service for this service of the sacrament out, and we will, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, because we are taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we will all pray, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory, forever and ever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also after supper he took the cup, and when he had given thanks he gave it to them saying, Drink of it all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
On us, Lord, we pray.
O Jesus.
Thank you.
Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Depart in any peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill, the glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning is now shall ever be, God's triune name resounding all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our closing hymn, 861. Christ be my leader.